This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, special Memorial Edition. Now, I know it's not Memorial Day, but Memorial Edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are around the world listening, live through our syndicator GCN or at our website, robertscottbell.com, or on the radio station affiliate that's carrying it live as well. We're glad to have you here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're breathing and alive. We've lost a beloved friend. If you listen to Friday's broadcast, we had just learned the previous night that Liam Sheff had passed away suddenly, although it wasn't sudden because, as those of you have heard his interviews here in the last number of months, increasingly there was discussion of mortality, of a life that was running out, so to speak. And as the world has learned of the passing of our good friend Liam Sheff and the works that he has done in his time, including his wonderful book and important book that I hope everybody gets, his Official Stories, many people who have been touched by him have just poured out through the social media as well. And there's some extraordinary things people are writing. We'll link to in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com. His final words were posted as well at liamsheff.com, as well as he gave me permission before he left to also put it up at robertscottbell.com. And I took the liberty to add a number of pictures along the journey that we've had with him here. And there's so much more that we're going to share today. And I want to hear from you if you'd like to. I don't take a lot of calls on the air, but that's okay. Today it'll be a different 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, you got your ears on? Just want to check.
I'm here.
Okay, you're here. We've already got people calling in, so we're going to go to that in a moment. But I first want to talk about the hypersensitives. There's, you know, Liam was a consummate teacher. He taught also often by questioning, by throwing things back at you. And oftentimes it could be very uncomfortable because it would force you, you know, to confront your own beliefs about the world and how we got here. And I certainly appreciate it. I can't say that there weren't times where I was a bit uncomfortable on the air when he questioned things or the things that he brought. But I value learning all the time, and I feel that life is that. And, you know, there were a lot of things that fortunately were done with great humor as well over the years together, and we'll have some clips we're going to play today about that. But the hypersensitives is what comes to mind to open the show here. Because Liam Sheff was injured irreparably, apparently, via modern dentistry. Having not gone to the dentist in decades, which I'm not saying that's a good thing, there were some issues there. And he finally was at a place and a space with his beloved Sherazad, who cared for him and the family brought him in. And he was able to go to the dentist and try to take care of some things that were a long-standing issue. Or issues, and the drilling, the pounding, the relentless invasiveness of dentistry and all of its collectivist madness ultimately did him in. And I say this about the word I'm calling now the hypersensitives. Those of his age, he was 45, almost 46. When they were children, when we were children, there was no nobody heard about autism. Really, I mean, do you know anybody, Super Don, when you were growing up in kid in school at your age, that kids who had autism?
No.
We didn't hear the word.
No.
And, of course, the argument is, oh, well, we didn't diagnose it, right? Granted that there may have been, and in fact there were, children who were neurologically injured, hypersensitive, due to vaccines or other things. My wife is one of the hypersensitives. The nervous system has been hammered. She had been vaccine injured as well. And the collectivist mindset of modern medicine and all of its trappings, including dentistry, is evil. It's dangerous. It's evil. And I've talked about the evil collectivism. And how it manifests here is that the work that Liam got from a dental perspective, he wasn't getting a root canal. He knew better than that. That wasn't the issue. He didn't add or take away mercury. He didn't have mercury fillings. But the work that they did on him, although may be considered industry standard of care in dentistry, the hypersensitives are devastated by standard of care. Much like the children since the early 1990s when they expanded the vaccine schedule, the vulnerable among us, those that were vaccinated into the autism spectrum and some into death, are not maybe the norm. Maybe they're the exception, but it become more and more the norm as subsequent generations come out. That is, could you go in and sue a dentist for the kind of work that they did to Liam Sheff? Probably, you could sue for anything in America, we know that, but would it be successful? They would say, no, this is the standard of care, we did nothing wrong. Perhaps so. But what they did wrong, and what most in the medical community can do wrong, because of their training, is treat everybody as if they're the same. A one-size-fits-all collectivist mentality. That maybe 90% of the people that would go in for work like Liam had would suffer a bit because it's hard. There are injuries that are ensuing from that kind of treatment, but would recover. And that's what they would expect. So I'm not saying that the dentists were necessarily evil, although there are evil dentists. It's a very sadistic profession, or could be. But there are kind, loving dentists out there. I know some. And yet, taking it to the degree we need to in terms of our recognition of the hypersensitives, as a homeopath, I've seen this over many years that, you know, I focus on detoxification and drainage. And the remedies I work with for the liver are, you know, very low attenuation, low potency, gentle, safe, to help bring that most important of vital organs, that excretory system, the liver, back online to get rid of the garbage that is bioaccumulated, because collectively we are, you know, being poisoned just by breathing the air, much less eating food if it's not pure and organic, or cleaning the water. But there are those among us that are very vulnerable and susceptible to even the most minute dosage of these toxins, whether it be mercury or whether it be the abuse of dentistry, that, again, a regular, whatever that means, person will recover from. Liam did not. My wife has suffered 5 years of ongoing nerve damage pain from the dental extraction she experienced. And we're working to get her beyond that continuously. But with Liam, it destroyed him. It made it impossible for him to sleep, the tinnitus that resulted and things that happened, and he couldn't recover. And I see this in the children that have followed Liam's age group in the autistic family, shall I say, of the hypersensitives. And because we have a collectivist mentality in allopathic medicine and all of its trappings, they don't take care for that individual, right? Those that argue, the vaccines are fine, it's just one in a million that are hurt. Of course, we argue, rightfully so, it's way more than one in a million. But even if it was one in a million, do you not care about that one? And I think that this is the tragedy of collectivist mindsets, collectivist medicine. It's never about the individual. The individual is sacrificed on the altar of collectivist ideology or collectivist practice of medicine or dentistry. And they say, well, we can't concern ourselves with that one person or else we'd never be able to help anybody else. I think that's a cop-out. If you don't want to do it, then fine, but don't injure these people because you don't have time to be sensitive enough to their extraordinary needs. The ginger way you must delicately help them. People that could take a homeopathic detoxifying remedy, as safe as those are, the hypersensitives, you might call them environmentally sensitive, multiple chemical sensitivity, there's any number of things that you can call them. But that which would do little to nothing in terms of harm, much less a response that you could measure, could devastate them. Simply to turn their liver back on, even a percentage point, overwhelms their system. Now, this happens because of abuse in childhood often, mental, emotional, physical, any number of levels and layers of abuse that happen. Liam uncovered some of the most horrific abuses, and I would encourage you to go to thetruthbarrier.com. Our friend, she's such an extraordinary writer as well, Celia Farber, has written a beautiful piece about Liam and linked back to the Incarnation Children's Center, which we talked about years ago on here with Liam, what he uncovered. The most horrific atrocities to children under the guise of eradicating HIV, another thing that Liam pointed out, was lacking scientific evidence, real scrutiny and validity. And he was attacked by the New York Times as well. You just don't understand the impact that perhaps, if you're new to Liam, what he brought out and what he saw, what he had to overcome, and even personal abuse long before that, to the point where dentistry, in a collectivist way, I'm not saying the dentist meant to do this, but didn't take into consideration all of those things. If you're a real healer, you must take that into consideration. You must deeply, deeply connect to the pain and abuse that preceded it. Again, on all of those levels, physical, which, right, with toxins or abuse in that way, mental, emotional. And then accordingly take it as slow as humanly possible. And our culture doesn't support that because we're a fast culture or a quick culture. We're an instant fix, just add water and put it in the microwave kind of culture at this point. And people like Liam have a difficult time fitting in. And if you heard many of the times that he would discuss intensely about, you know, the corruption in our culture and the lack of connection, and the lack of willingness to even speak openly, forthrightly, candidly about things that were uncomfortable, even for me to discuss sometimes, if there is a wake-up call in his passing, perhaps it's that. What is it? To get out there and commune with nature, commune with one another, grow your food, dig a garden, plant a garden. It's spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Please, if you haven't done it for yourself, do it for your kids or grandkids. Like we did here, I go out in the garden and I can see a little bit of Liam every day because he helped me start this here two or three years ago. So today we dedicate the show to Liam Sheff, of course, and the hypersensitives out there. You know who you are. I want to hear from you. If you've got stories to tell about your interactions with Liam Sheff, and if you want to add to this perspective that I have about the hypersensitives and our lack of caring and concern for them, our discarding of them in this culture, and how that is not a loving thing to do. We want to bring that love back out for all to embrace and experience and facilitate the love and healing that is necessary for those that are suffering the most. And this is the show to do it on. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Turkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition as we memorialize the life of our good friend Liam Sheff here. Touched so many lives through this show and others. And, you know, folks, you know, he had lost his loved one, Helen, years ago when we first deeply connected because I saw what he had written about and investigated on the issue of AIDS and the phony scam of the HIV test. And, you know, so we were already connected. And then he lost his loved one. It was devastating to him. And I invited him down to be with us to heal. And he became a nomad for many years. And he visited many of you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Some of you he actually lived with in your homes. And some of you are calling in to share your stories and experiences. And that's what we want to share with. Remember, his book, Official Stories, is there to, you know, he's recognized official stories are there to protect the officials. And that story continues. And we're going to go to the phones now. We'll have Richard Pearl up in just a moment. But one of his friends, one of our friends on this show, William Scott Pavone. Scott, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, sad circumstances to hear from you. We don't do calls that often, but for Liam, we're definitely doing them today, Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I've cried a lot this weekend. My head is achy. My sinuses are there, but I'm not here to complain about that. I'm here to hear some stories, the love that he shared, the experiences and the things that he, you know, how he changed people's lives, hopefully for the better.
Well, I appreciate you doing a show like this so soon after hearing the news. I know a lot of us are still dealing with the shock and the sudden loss, even though he had been telling us long in advance. But, you know, hope against hope. And praying for miracles and stuff like that. But I met Liam in, I think, 2013 at the Long Beach Expo.
The Health Freedom Expo,
where I met
yes.
You and, yeah. And we became fast friends. It started on Facebook. We had a musical interest in common, intellectual interest in common, spiritual interest in common. We took him into our home briefly 1 year, and then last year for 6 months. Forever, turmeric will be part of my dietary cuisine. He was big on turmeric and ginger.
Yes.
And stuff like that. He was a really, really, really good cook. And he was always talking about the energy of food. And, you know, you basically you are what you eat. And he was very comical about that. He would tell us, you know, well, if you like to eat chicken, then you're going to be running around like a chicken.
taking on the energy.
Imagine him running around, hopping around and acting like a chicken and flapping his wings. And
It was really
cool. But him and I had reached a point where he trusted me to read his books before publication for input and editing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, sorry, I was really honored to have that level of trust and connection and respect with him.
Yes.
Isn't that funny? I was fine until I started talking to you.
No, well, Scott, you know, he talked about you and your family and how grateful he was for the connection and the home as well. And you know, many of us who hosted him over the last years of his life, you know, were changed forever, you know, and you know, brought into things that we might not have ever connected with had he not been around to do what he was doing. So I'm grateful that he stuck around as long as he did. And, you know, folks, he was on, and he's been open about this. He was on heavy medication just to stay alive because he couldn't sleep after the dental work. The tinnitus was so brutal and a hypersensitive nervous system that he had. And, you know, ultimately it also did him in, but, he didn't give up. He tried everything he could. And I want people to know that he didn't give up on life.
Yeah.
And
in that light, if anybody walks away learning anything from this, having talked to Liam extensively, if you have any feeling in your gut that something's not right, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. Even though you started treatment, walk away. There were times when Liam was questioning whether this work was helping him or not. And just because a doctor has the name organic or natural in front of their name doesn't mean you relax and not question.
Yeah, you definitely want to connect to that gut feeling, right? And that intuitive connection. Also using your ability, your intellect as well to assess these things. But my goodness, stay strong, folks. Scott, thank you. God bless you. Love you, too. And Liam did as well. We're going to be back with more calls. There are lots of them coming in today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Memorial for Liam Sheff, our good friend who has passed.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks. Our good friend Liam Sheff, who is no longer with us, but he is out of pain. God bless him. We appreciate him here. You know that. And we've even got some clips we'll play later in the show. In fact, there might be one I'll play while my next guest here, Richard Pearl, joins me. Richard was one of the three aminos. I guess still is. It's just two out of the three. It's not going to be the same. When we were on together with Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl, and I, oh, my gosh, things were out of control in a wonderful way. And Super Don just laughed and laughed and laughed as we did our shows together, Richard.
Well, we were kids, and you were the referee. And, that's really – but, you know, Liam always took you out of your comfort zone, and I took you even further out of it. So that's what makes really good radio. And the Liam – Liam always had this way about him that was part very sophisticated and part child at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we would, you know, some of the stuff we would talk about when we were in breaks between the three of us was hysterical. Then we would come back on the air, and we would do whatever we talked about. But the breaks were even funnier because Liam was at his best, where I remember we had this little we were at your house in Port Lauderdale, the one without the door. By the way, folks, he used to have a house without a door.
It had a door. It just wasn't where you think it should have been.
It had no door. The door is the garage. That doesn't count.
Well, you guys were arguing before we even got onto the show. Like it was like showtime, and you guys are going on and on about coins that didn't or weren't or what. And I was just we have to start, folks, and we did. And it was like the craziest stuff that was happening.
Yeah, but I remember he would have that little ball with the, I guess it was a camera. And it looked like an eyeball, and he would stare it at us. He says, I'm going to be out and wherever you would be, and I'll be looking at you through this ball. And it was just, and the two of you are into technology, me not so much. So I'm looking at it like, this doesn't make sense to me. But the thing is that Liam was always quick to wit. He always forced me to be smarter in that moment than I have to be any other time of the day. And the quips that would happen between the three of us were really always something very fast-paced, furious, actually. And I had people who who would listen to the show, and they would rewind parts of one of the shows we would do because we would say things so quickly between us. And that was the thing. There was a camaraderie. Everybody had their purpose, and individually, we were all one thing, but collectively, we were so much more. And a big part of that had to do with Liam's drive and his search for knowledge, his willingness to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And he was very kind, and he was quirky. Yeah. And we always had some interesting things. I heard during the last segment, you were talking about somebody was talking about how he was a good cook, and I remember one time he and my wife had this thing about rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an organic restaurant, and my wife's Persian, so they eat basmati rice. Well, he liked rice a certain way that was totally different than what we did. And so he would, for some reason, would go off on a tangent on rice with my wife.
Yes.
If you know Liam, he was relentless.
Yeah.
So one day we went over, I think it was after closing, Ray was still there, my brother-in-law, but we were already closed, and he goes in there and starts making rice. He says, mm-hmm. This is how I want my rice. And he says, I just want rice. He started making rice. But that was how he was. I mean, I was listening, I told you earlier, I found some tapes that I had on my computer, some shows we did with you, and these go back to like 2011-ish. And the things that we were talking about then are so relevant today, and here we are 6 years later. It's just remarkable how far ahead of the curve the conversations are on your show, and what a big part that Liam was of that. And, you said we're the two-thirds of the aminos. There's always three aminos.
Yes.
It's always three aminos. Whether there's two of us or three of us, it's always three aminos. You don't lose that because he's in our hearts.
Liam could see through the lies, see through the institutions, see through the official stories so well, and it served anybody who met him that was willing to learn and be open to what the way the world really worked. You're benefited by that, and it's still a struggle to come to terms with the loss. I'm happy he's out of pain because I know what he was suffering in that time. And I talked about the hypersensitives, and I'm not saying that dentists purposefully evil hurt him or anybody, but even the people that are good at what they do, if they're not sensitive to the hypersensitives, they do great harm, and that needs to be pointed out. And it's a difficult thing if you're not one of the hypersensitives to understand the folks that suffer this way.
You brought up an interesting point about biological dentists. We or anybody who's in our field, we have this sense of trust because, they understand what we think, but they still make mistakes. I've never had a cavity in my life, but I went to a dentist. I was having a little tinnitus, and he made a plastic guard for my mouth, but he decided instead of grinding it down to fit my teeth, he would grind down a little bit of my teeth in the front. I was tiny, tiny, tiny. It threw my whole jaw off. Then he had to grind more enamel off, just so I could get it right. Finally, I went to another dentist and said, don't touch anymore. Your jaw will fall and it will go back in place. But here was a biological dentist who obviously didn't know what he was doing. It goes back to your point. You know, everybody, regardless of what they do, they have to listen to the customer. It's not one size fits all.
He had
hypersensitivity.
Exactly.
The dentist should have thought differently.
Well, and like my wife and others out there, you know who you are, and the children who have been vaccinated into the autism. And this was a subject we covered a lot. And Liam loved humor, loved improv. And here's one thing we did together. I don't know if you remember the singing vaccine, as he was trying to relate what was in a vaccine and how absurd it was that people defended it. Give a listen to Liam Sheff, the singing vaccine, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm just a vaccine, just a plain old vaccine.
I think you're a singing vaccine.
And I'd like to be injected into your child.
Well,
oh, yeah, they sucked me out of some monkey testicles and some hamster ovaries. And
that's
they
awful.
Mixed me with some mercury and aluminum and squalene.
No, they didn't.
And I'd like to be injected into you all. But, you know, if anything bad happens to you, it's fine, because the pharmaceutical companies are indemnified against everything.
I had to keep a straight face through so many of those little things that were so unexpected from Liam. And, I'm cracking up through these things, even though they were very serious issues. But bringing it to light and bringing that humor through it all was just, oh, my gosh, the things that we got to do together.
I still have a drawing of his. I just realized that. He drew something of me, which I have. It's in my house somewhere. I got to find it. I just remembered as you were doing that, because he was always doodling, even when he was singing,
yes,
or when he was doing different things. Or if you and I were talking, he would start drawing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's just his. It was his nature. He was always creative in every moment. Mm-hmm. And when he did voices. I loved when he did voices. That was the funniest stuff.
Oh, or my gosh.
Just the singing vaccine makes you think. You know, you look at it differently from the vaccine's perspective.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
exactly
sound so nice.
No, and you know, the voices he got to do, the improv we did, very much politically incorrect, and sometimes, again, cringing, going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he just did that. But it was so on point. Patrick Boyle mentioned on Facebook the character voices he did, the tiny bit of slapstick humor, awesome, entertaining. Yeah, on top of everything, we engaged and entertained, which is, you know, a necessity, you know, when we're talking about some of the brutal things that we have to cover here on the show. And Liam helped us to do that. He really did. I want to ask Andy on the board if you can bring Jeffrey Jackson in, I think line three, to the conversation. I want to let you control it so we don't lose. Did we lose? Yeah, we lost Richard. I didn't mean to lose Richard. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend. And you had some interaction with Liam over the years as well.
Yeah, hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on. I was hooked up with Liam through Joni Abbott, and I was going out to L.A., and I said, hey, I don't get out much. Just is there anybody out there that I could talk to that's kind of in our tribe? And she said, you're in luck. Liam's in L.A. So I met with him and I spent a whole day with him. And neither of us had an agenda, and it was great. We had lunch at this Ethiopian cafe, and true Liam fashion, as everyone was walking by, he was looking at them all and saying, look at all those people. I bet none of them know how to garden. And then we went back to his place. He was actually staying on Melrose, which was interesting. And we really just sat in the living room and talked. And that's the one thing I keep hearing with people calling in. The one thing that I saw right away was how brilliant this guy was. And also how much he found his voice. He wasn't trying to be like anybody else. And he definitely pushed the boundaries. I remember we were talking about, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and it was one of these things that I kind of didn't want to talk about. We were talking about relationships, and I see him, as we're talking about this, I see him unpacking a bunch of stuff, and I, as I'm watching him, he's setting up a makeshift studio, and he said, let's do a podcast on relationships. And he said, I'm going to post this, I'll post it in a couple of days. And I thought, oh my God, how uncomfortable. It's the last thing I want to do. But we did it, and it was great. He had a way of seeing those angles. And I want to definitely mention the fact that, like, the people that are deeply feeling and empathetic, these are the people that, if you're out there, this is a time to step up. And because
yeah.
they understand what's going on. They can feel what's going on, and this is the time for them. And Liam was one of those people. I listened to his he had a couple of YouTube videos where he talked about vaccines, the myth of vaccination. And I remember the first time I watched that, having been a writer, I watched it and I thought, here's a guy that just took the gloves off in his video. It was so raw, and it was just a person who had found their voice. And you don't hear that very much.
No, and like I said, he was an inspiration to so many, and some people didn't like the directness, and I acknowledge that, but at the same point in time, when you see the children that were dying, you know, in the orphanage or the children's Incarnation Children's Center in New York, and what he saw, it's like, it's very hard to ever have humor in your life after you see something like that. And it's, I know it's a coping mechanism, but it's also a teaching method. And God bless Liam for bringing the humor to very serious, dark topics to help, you know, raise the awareness of what's really going on out there. And if you want to make a change, to not look to the same institutions that have created the problem, the danger, the horrific manifestations of evil, in fact, and making those corrections yourself. And grow a garden, right? That's the message. Jeffrey Jackson, love you dearly as well. I got to go to break. We got so many calls today, and I appreciate you sharing your stories of Liam Sheff as well. I want to hear from you, 866-939-BELL. We got lots more time to cover, and we'll do it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Even if you never knew Liam Schiff, if you just simply read his last post, which we also have at robertscottbell.com, you will get to know the heart, the sensitivity of this man, and the willingness to put himself out there on the line, open himself up raw to the world of his experience. And as I said, the hypersensitivity that is not uniquely only Liam's, but he had an intelligent way and a brave way, if I can say that, to communicate very directly. And boy, oh boy, that vulnerability he put out there, it was hard for me to conceive of. And, you know, he brought those things to me in the show. And as Super Don said, sometimes I was very uncomfortable with the things he would talk about on here. But I felt it was so important to do so that we carried on. And I know there were times when Liam said to me, I was surprised you let me go there. Like, Liam, you know, if anything, this show is about exploring, you know, the world in which we live and all of its trappings. And it's not always pleasant. And as a healer, I've had to deal with a lot of discomfort in my own life and help others to overcome their discomforts and diseases and ailments. So I couldn't turn away from it. And people that are with me for a long time understand how important that is and how important Liam was to us all. And if you haven't read Official Stories, please do. Now, not everybody, he didn't live with everybody. He lived in a lot of places as a nomad in the latter part of his life. But there are others that connected to him through his book, Official Stories, through his online Liam in 3, the videos that he did, also his appearances here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One such person is Elmore. He's calling in from New York City. Elmore, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What was your interaction with our good friend Liam Schiff?
Well, thank you. And as we talked about before, Liam, for me, what appealed to me was that hypersensitivity thing that you talked about, that this was a man who was bold enough to be strong and gentle. And when I read his writing and listened to his videos, I decided to reach out to him. And I knew that we would be friends. So I decided, the very first thing I'd say to him was, Liam, I love you. And I wrote that to him, and I wrote this long message on Facebook. He messaged me back. We started talking, and we started a telephone conversation. And he even wanted to have me on his radio show because of the work that I do. But we developed this kind of
sensitive understanding of each other. I never saw him. I never met him in person. But I felt so close to him. It was one of those things that happens sometimes with people, just like a chemistry through the through distance. And yes, I was very devastated, of course, when he told me that what had happened to him. We started communicating on Skype a little bit, and I decided I was going to go out to California. And he wrote me back and said he was coming to New York and in May, but of course that never was to be. But yes, I'm sorry to kind of impinge on all of the callers who are calling today who knew him, because I didn't know him.
No, it's a beautiful thing that you've done this, Elmore. And what is it that you do that, you know, struck a chord with what he did?
Well, you know, all of the subjects that he brought up in his book struck a chord with me. Mm-hmm. And then when I started telling him the work that I do, I created this course called A Course in Genius, What You Didn't Know You Already Knew. Hmm. I'm a Broadway performer and opera singer. And I developed this course as a result of the events of what happened in 9/11. It's a long story. I don't want to get into that.
Sure.
But I wanted to start teaching that. And I was talking to Liam about it. And he was really encouraging me to do my thing and continue to, you know, to speak out outside of the box in the brilliant ways that he did.
Yes.
And, Liam, I don't know what to say. My heart was so broken when I heard of his death. And to all of his friends, if you're anything like Liam, I love you all. Mm-hmm. I really mean that, because he was truly an amazing human being. And why is it always the good ones go first and the jerks hang out forever?
Elmore, you brought a tear to my eye, but also a tear of joy to know that he connected with you in this way, and many others that are out there that want to call in. Thank you. And you can call in anytime, Elmore. You're welcome here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lori, hang in there. Yes?
Let me just say this last thing. He told me to reach out to you in his final message to me. You and Joni, so, you know, I'm doing that as well.
Thank you. And Joni's going to join us.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Elmore. Joni's going to join us next hour to share the loss of the friend. Lori, Nick, we got you coming next hour. Go to robertscottbell.com. Leave a message there as well. Remember, the power to heal on every level, even the great beyond, is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. I'll link you through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.